So let's review. The Gemara lists several people who are exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, being Oyle Regla on Yom Tif and bringing the carbon Re'iyah. 1. Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'ena Shoymeya, Shoymeya Ve'ena Medaber. Even someone who is either only deaf or only mute is exempt from Re'iyah. And this is derived from the halachas of Hakel, when everyone gathers in the Mikdash every 7 years on Sukkot of the 8th year. And a Braisa expounds the Pasuk there. Hakel es ha'am, v'goyimer l'man yishmu v'l'man yilmudu, the Pasuk says that the purpose of Hakel is Laman Yishmu, to hear, Prat L'medaber Ve'ena Shoymeya, excluding one who is deaf, and Laman Yilmadu, to learn. And we expound this term to mean Yilmadu Yilamedu, one who can teach. Laman Yilamedu Prat L'meshameya Ve'ena Medaber, excluding one who cannot speak. 2. Another exemption, Cheresh Ba'aznayachas, someone deaf in one ear is also exempt, even though he can hear, because the pasuk regarding Hakel says, Tikros HaTorah HaZois V'goymer Be'aznehem, plural, in both ears. 3. Another exemption, Chige Baragloyachas, one who is lame in one foot is exempt, because the pasuk says, Shalish Regolim Tochagli Bashana, and we expound this as referring to Raglayim, plural, coming with both feet. Having mentioned Hakel, the Gemara cites an Agadic exposition by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on the purpose of this mitzvah. The pasuk says, "Hakel asa'om hu anoshim v'hanoshim v'hataf v'goymer l'man yishmeu l'man yilmedu." And the Gemara points out, "Im anoshim boim lilmoid, noshim bois lishmoya taf loma boin." We understand that the men come to learn and the women come to listen. However, why do we bring the children? And the Gemara explains, "Kidei litein schar l'mviehen," to give merit to those who bring them. The Gemara cites another drasha by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The pasuk says, "Divrei Torah kador voinois uchmas merois netuim bali asupois nitu meroya echad." The Gemara expounds, "Nimshul divrei Torah ledorvon. Ma dorvon zeh mechavenes haparah letolmeha lahoitzi chayim loolam. Af divrei Torah mechavenes lemdehen midarkei misa ledarkei chayim." Just as a dorvon, the stick used to control an animal when plowing, guides the cow along the furrows it's plowing in order to bring sustenance to the world, so too the Torah guides those who study it onto the path of life. The Torah is also compared to masmeres netuim, nails planted and fastened into place. They have two similar characteristics, enoi metaltel, they do not move, and additionally, manatia zu paravirava af divrei Torah paravirovin, the Torah bears fruit and multiplies like things that are planted. The Gemara expounds the rest of the pasuk. Bale asupois elu tamidei chachamim, sheyoshven asupois asupois v'oiskin b'Torah. The term Balei Asupois refers to Talmidei Chachamim who sit in groups and study. And although they all reach different conclusions, the pasuk concludes Kulam Nitnu Meroya Echad, meaning Paris Echad Amran, Mipi Odoin Kol HaMaisim Baruch Hu. They all learn the same Torah transmitted by Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the course of the sugi, the Gemara references several halachas, including the following. 1. Amoinu Moyav Ma'asun Maiser Oni B'Shvias. One must separate Maiser Oni, which is given to the poor, from produce grown in Eber HaYarden during the year of Shemitah, because Harbe Krachen Kivshu Oile Mitzrayim V'loi Kivshu Oile Bavel. There were many cities in Eretz Yisrael that were conquered by the Yidden when they came from Mitzrayim, but they were not conquered again when they returned from Bavel. And Kedusha Rishoyna, Kidshu L'Shaita V'loi Kidshu L'Asid Lovoi. Their original sanctification was no longer effective once they went into Galus. And Hanicham Kedei Sheyismichu Aleim Aniyim B'Shvias. The Chacham deliberately did not give this land the halachas of Shemitah so that the poor people could receive Maiser Oni in the Shemitah year when they don't get it from the fields of Eretz Yisrael. 2. Another halacha, Brisa explains, Ezehu Shoita, what are the signs of an insane person? 1. Hayotzi Yechidi Balayla, one who travels alone at night. 2. V'halon Beveisa Kvaris, one who stays in a cemetery overnight. 3. V'hamakaris Ksusai, one who rips his clothing. The Gemara cites machlokes regarding at what point one is halachically considered a shoita. Rav Huna says, "Achihu kulam bevasachas," only if he exhibits all three above mentioned signs at once, because otherwise we could find some rationale for any of them. However, Rav Yochanan says, "Afilu ba'achas mehen," even if he exhibits only one of the three signs, any one of them suffices.